Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, look like we finally made it back. Wow. Had a few technical difficulties tonight, but thank the Most High, looks like we're back online. Hopefully we are being heard. We had to try a few alternate routes to try to get in tonight. But prayerfully to the Most High, we'll get this message out. Very definitely one much so needed. And I do thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I am your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. It is written that Satan's ministers indeed come as angels of light. Yet, my brothers and sisters, all they really do is work to continually preserve the darkness. Earlier today, listening to a radio show here, I heard a guest call in to a radio show here, not mine, another. And he sought to explain a bit of scripture regarding the idea that he wanted to say that Hasatan is called the morning star, a son of the morning. I will tell you that this is a huge, huge, huge mistranslation, huge misadministration of the scriptures which should be understood in the initial context in which it was under, or let's just say it was related. But brothers and sisters, you need to understand something. When the gospel went forth to the nations, and the nations sought to have everything taught according to the diverse ideals of each nation, of each gamut of rulers, did you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that since the gospel was a word of one king to convert all the nations, to bring peace after the will of one, what it is that actually occurred when the gospel went forth to the nations? The rulers, my brothers and sisters, immediately retaliated. You need to go back and look at Revelation 6th chapter. Said it many times before, the white horse rider is Messiah. No, that's not an anti, if there's someone to say they want to call it an antichrist. Mm-mm. White horse rider, need to look at Revelation 19. Need to understand going back and looking at some of what, well, even they'll admit, if you go back and look far enough, some of the quote unquote early church fathers, they knew that white horse rider is Messiah. Red horse rider is the king of the earth, seeking to take away the peace that he brings. The word for peace relates to pure, perfect standard, my brothers and sisters. So what has the ruler done? What has the ruler done? Look at Psalms 2. It says, why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? In other words, all this antipathy, all this warfare, no peace. If you divide, my brothers and sisters, peace and justice, what do you get but warfare and injustice? If the gospel, when the gospel did go forth to declare the rule of one king, Messiah said, all power from on high has been given unto me. When the gospel went forth to the nation at the hand of the apostles, what did the nations do to preserve themselves? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, they've been innately partial in the law? I want you to understand what I mean by that. Everybody took the words of the Most High, and everybody chose to twist them down to a level after which they were satisfied either through self-righteousness, selfish ambition, or outright negligence and treachery. The name of the Most High declares He is all. All in everything that He is. Meaning then, my brothers and sisters, that since your rulers took the words and dared to say that after all their contentions, that they had a right to twist the scriptures or the meaning or the words of the Most High, each one according to his own designs, each dividing up the words, my brothers and sisters, to make themselves seem wise and blinding the people against discerning anything more, what else did they do, my brothers and sisters, but maintain the same contentions and warfare that already among them existed? Messiah said all power, authority, jurisdiction, even rulership and judge, as judge over all the kings. He said that authority from on high had been given unto him. He said, go forth, therefore, to his disciples and teach all the nations. Oh, teach all the nations what they did not know. Certainly, he didn't talk about preserving the miscreant rule of all the various diverse kings of the earth. He said, teach them everything that he commands, that there be no transgression, that there be no no offense against his perfect will. How about, my brothers and sisters, that everyone has what ultimately brought to a single common sense of what is justice? How about, my brothers and sisters, that all discern one righteousness after the Spirit of the Most High? And Scripture calls the Holy Spirit the Comforter. How about, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit of peace? one standard from the Most High, our brothers and sisters, certainly not to divide the people against him, but to call the people unto a oneness in his name. The Holy Spirit has given my brothers and sisters to call all unto one righteous, light, pure, perfect truth. What then is happening, my brothers and sisters? Many have actually said they've been anointed with the Holy Spirit and maintain all this massive disagreement that we see in the world today. Something's desperately wrong. The Holy Spirit, the pure, perfect testimony of the Most High, dare men believe it preserves a world of differences, a world of contentions? Men saying that they're functioning after the Holy Spirit, but yet disagreed. Something is desperately wrong, my brothers and sisters. Something is very desperately wrong. It's not, my brothers and sisters, after the Holy Spirit that we see all these multitude of various divisions claiming to be the words and the testimony of the Most High. In fact, if anything, the Holy Spirit would expose whoever misadministers that holy word. We got a serious problem here, my brothers and sisters. We got a serious problem because I see many then, therefore, who are calling evil or some form of division or compromise against the perfect will of Yah, calling evil good or whole and pure. The word for good means whole and pure and complete. Evil, whole, pure, and complete after the will and the mind of the Most High, something's wrong. And calling what is whole, pure, and complete somehow what? Deviant? Something's wrong, my brothers and sisters. Something's very much so quite wrong. But the way things have been, by and large, taught in this present world, something's going to happen, my brothers and sisters, to correct this massive injustice. The question I have, my brothers and sisters, how many are prepared to receive and discern the truth? Psalms 2 says, why do the nations rage and people imagine vain things? In other words, no peace, because they take counsel. Because the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. My brothers and sisters, if people are compelled to follow after the rulers of this world in their desire to compromise and corrupt the words of Yah, so that men prefer unrighteousness, it says in 2 Thessalonians, so that men have no love of the truth, sounds very much to me like the game of the adversary to compel men after misconceit to dupe them so that when what is good or true and righteous, consistent with the Most High, is revealed, the first inclination of the people is to be upset because they have allied themselves, I said allied themselves to some standard, or some ideal, that by no means, my brothers and sisters, can the Most High be pleased with. How can the Most High be pleased with a multitude of different standards claiming to be true to him? And none of them are seeking to be true to all that he has declared. Something, my brothers and sisters, desperately wrong. 45,000 denominations all claiming to be after the pure, perfect testimony that is rendered by the Holy Spirit. Dare men believe the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, does not reprove wherever it is that men have taken away from the true knowledge of righteousness or added some pollution after the mindset of men? Something's desperately wrong. Like I said earlier today, I heard someone want to call the adversary the morning star. I will tell you this, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 14 needs to be looked at really, really, really close to find out what is really going on here. Because you need to think about this. Revelation, my brothers and sisters, I said the book of Revelation at 22:16, Messiah says directly, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. Think about this too, my brothers and sisters. You need to think about this. Revelation 2:28. Messiah says to those who overcome the misconceits of this world, keeps his commands. He says those who do this, he will give them power over all the nations. 2:26, Revelation. Power over the nations. He shall rule the nations with a rod of iron. Of how strong discipline from on high. And as the vessels of a potter, shall they be broken and shivered, even I receive this authority from my Father. In other words, the power to reprove all unrighteousness. And I will give him the morning star. I will tell you that the ancient concept of the one called the morning star, and Messiah said he is the morning star. How about looking at Isaiah in the 41st chapter, the one who calls his people back to him by subduing and exposing all the kings and rulers of the earth. How about the kings and rulers of the earth who are confusing the people not to discern what truly is the righteousness of Yah? Malachi called Messiah the son of righteousness that arises. The arising one like the rising of the sun. Comes to cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, expose all those who keep the people in darkness. Call them him for whom you are waiting, him the Lord whom you seek. You really need to read all the way from like 2:16 to 3 and 4, Malachi. One who exposed all the false priests who have been partial in the law. Get the point. If you divide justice, my brothers and sisters, you get injustice. If you take the law of the Most High and corrupt it, administer it, let's just say unjustly, showing special favoritism to those, my brothers and sisters, who would do evil. I think we have a problem. The laws of the Most High should be administered justly, the same unto all. Anything else is injustice. Anything else is something less than honorable. Do people actually believe they can call upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters? And just because they call upon the name of the Most High, while still showing a penchant for something less than discerning fully what is divine righteousness, that they be dealt with special favor, while still yet in so many ways faithless, unfaithful? Certainly not faithful or having faith after the will of one, but upholding a multitude of differences and calling that what? Salvation or healing? Overcoming all the varying ideals of the world? I think something is desperately wrong. How is it that men claim they have the Holy Spirit that rebukes all sin, and when all this error is floating around in the midst of this society that men have given their allegiance to, and for some reason, they've gone along with it? Is it the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that all the rulers have a right to take the rule of the Most High and misadminister it however they will? Where they give themselves a right to rule over you, blinding you against discerning what is the greater righteousness of Yah? Because they told you can call upon the name of the Most High and not have to seek his righteousness or his law, and still be called somehow faithful? I see scriptures in Isaiah 42. The scripture says he should not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth, and sound like his justice and his righteousness and his order are all the same, because it says the isle shall wait for his law. It sound like all the nations, my brothers and sisters, seeking the rule of one. But it sounds like the rulers, if you think about it, have been twisting things that in every nation the rulers have compelled the people to think somehow that just because they belong to a particular nation or denomination that they can walk after whatever rule seems wise in that institution, robbing the Most High, and still be called faithful to the will of one, the pure, perfect will of one. Something is wrong. So taking that in consideration, my brothers and sisters, in that Revelation 2:28, Messiah says he will give those who overcome the morning star. He said he is the morning star at Revelation 22:16. At 2 Peter, 2 Kefir. You really need to really read close, because it says 1:17, it's late, this is Yeshua. And later on, in many texts, my brothers and sisters, there, Messiah is called the morning star. You ever stop to consider then, my brothers and sisters, if Satan's ministers come as angels of light, it means that the sons of darkness, the instruments of darkness, the demons of darkness, seek to come as light bearers, when the truth of the matter is they seek to keep people in the darkness, never realizing that they never really truly, if they look to them, ever saw the light. Sounds like wake up time to me. Sounds like something needs to be examined much more closely than has been. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, scriptures like those at Revelation 22:16. But it shouldn't really be said. It's kind of like this: I, Yeshua, have sent my message to testify this unto you among the churches. In other words, this is the message that should be testified among the churches. It's not just only a testimony, my brothers and sisters. It's a verification as to his messiahship. He said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the true, if you will, bright morning star. There's a need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what's written in Isaiah 11. We saw some of the root out of the stem of Jesse. Wow. The son of David, if you will. The one who from whom David, if you will, my brothers and sisters. One who was before King David. That's why I said root and offspring. Bright morning star. Who was it that was called the morning star? We've talked before about Messiah's true title. One of the titles he was called by, outside of Shiloh and Shasha and Shah, was Kurdi. But Kur means sun, and Tis means rise, sunrise. The one like the rising sun that cast out all the sons of darkness. Oh, the king of the east that's mentioned at Revelation 16:12. The righteous one is likened to the rising sun at Isaiah 40:27-41:4. The son of righteousness that arises, the one that's called the angel likened to the rising sun over at Revelation 7:2. All the same. And in every case, my brothers and sisters, these either expose, when under those titles, Messiah exposes the children of darkness. And in other scriptures, my brothers and sisters, he will even command that the angels of wrath be halted for a moment, while the truth, well, those who are the truth in service unto the Most High, might be sealed, that they might be protected from the days of wrath that are to come. I've talked before about Zechariah 3:8, Zechariah 6:12. Messiah, where in the scriptures they put down branch, the same word is also sunrise. Semach in the Hebrew, Denka in the Aramaic, Anatole in the Greek. In every case, my brothers and sisters, the same word that's translated branch is also related to something that suddenly springs forth, like not only springs forth from the earth, but springs forth from the horizon, like the morning sun or a sudden sprig, root, offspring, or something that comes forth from a root even. Same concept, a branch. Wow. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. A game has been laid on men. Many even going as far as to read the scriptures at Isaiah 14, not realizing that it's a mockery. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? That is a mockery against, a mockery against the adversary, who has called himself a bringer of light, but he is only the son of darkness. It does not mean that Messiah, who calls himself the morning star, is a devil by any means. what it means that the adversary, one scripture says that he is the adversary has said he will be like the Most High. How about like then or likened to the Messiah? And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, he is one who has kept people blind only to continually be damned. Something desperately wrong. Isaiah, I'd like to look at it for a moment. I know it's a little late. I'm not going to try to carry the show on very, very much beyond time. We had a little problem getting on tonight, and I've got something I still need to work on. I had to find some very much so awesome methods to get in tonight. But, you know, thank God, things do get done. Think about this, 14:1, Isaiah. The Most High will have mercy upon Jacob and will yet choose Israel. And will set them out in their own land, and strangers shall accompany them. And they shall add to the house of Jacob. Sounds like one rule to all the nations. And Gentiles shall take them and bring them to their, well, how about Gentiles? Like the scripture said, really, since you look at Isaiah 6, it means the Gentiles shall bring. Well, put it like this here, whoever it is that deserves to be called Israel, the day will come, my brothers and sisters, that the nations will be put in a position where they will seek to bring the true sons of Israel back home. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. And the house of Israel shall possess them, shall possess the Gentiles in the land of the Most High for men servants and women servants, and they shall take them captive whose captives they were. Okay. King James was a king of beasts, my brothers and sisters. He's a king among the various nations of the Gentiles. Do you think they wanted you to really realize that at the end of the day, do you think they wanted you to realize that at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, it's the kings of the earth who, in having retaliated, I said retaliated against the law of the Most High, that are they that must be overthrown, that finally the rule of one shall give peace to the world. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture told you that they schemed against the plan of the Most High. If you read in Psalms 2 very closely, you talked a bit about that on last evening. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please check out last night's show. Isaiah in the 5th chapter says that due to the misrule of the leaders, men have called evil good and good evil. Something's wrong. Something's desperately wrong. It says that Israel shall rule over their oppressors. In other words, they shall rule over those who one time took them captive. My brothers and sisters, when you read the scriptures over and over again, it talks about Israel being set free in the last days. In every case, it's talking about Israel being set free from the rule of the Gentile nations where they have been scattered. How about my brothers and sisters finally discerning the rule of the Most High beyond all the kings of the nations? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, who it is that confuses the people against the pure, perfect will of the Most High? I'm going to tell you now, the kings of the world, my brothers and sisters, are Babylon. Did you hear me? They are the misrepresentative confusers. 2 Thessalonians talks about the intrusions of the, well, it's ultimately the intrusions of the powers of perdition, all the principalities and powers, if you look at Colossians 2. Intrusions of the principalities and powers, my brothers and sisters, the powers of perdition have divided men against the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah. And the scripture talks about how the wicked would intrude right there among your temples. And think about it. We're going to get to this in a moment. But the 14th chapter of Isaiah says the wicked is the scepter of your rulers. In other words, they misrule the people. They mislead the people. They don't lead them aright, my brothers and sisters, as a true flock, but they lead them astray. I think we got something to think about here. So in the passing, the day that the Most High should give you, in that day when he, get the point, when his people shall rule over the oppressors, how about those among the nations who have led them astray, when even the Most High brings them back? It's going to pass in that day, and the Most High should give you rest, peace, from the hard bondage wherein you were made to serve. Hard bondage? Is it bondage, my brothers and sisters, to walk according to the righteousness of Yah? If you're not under divine law, whose law are you under? And if under the rule of another, there's no salvation and no divine reward for peace. If they kept you from knowing divine righteousness, my brothers and sisters, what have they really done? Was this just salvation? Was this your bondage and, let's just say, multilateral damnation? I mean, separation from the will of Yah, compelling, where they compel men to believe, the multitude of partial standards somehow viable. My brothers and sisters, no peace in that. It's only a multitude of offenses whereby men have sought to exalt whatever seemed righteous after the orientation they have been taught in this world. And again, my brothers and sisters, a lot of folks there are who, because the world and its teaching is all they know, rather than seeking the righteousness of Yah, they seek to defend what they know, lest they realize that they have been fools, foolish, and even deceivers. All this must be overcome. It says, when Israel shall rule over the oppressors from among the nations, true Israel, my brothers and sisters, so the whole earth will be at rest and quiet, breaking forth into singing. Let me go back here a little bit. How about the fourth verse? You should take up this proverb against the king of Babylon. How about the kings of Babylon? Babylon is a land of confusion. Well, my brothers and sisters, all the scripture says all the nations of earth have been taken of Babylon's wrath. You know, all the kings of the earth have been confusion to the people. You should take up this proverb, they put down king. Well, let me tell you something. These are who are the appendages of the serpent, my brothers and sisters? How about the kings of Babylon? Say, how is the ruler ceased? How about all these variant rulers finally ceased when the one king of kings subdues and overthrows them all? Look at Isaiah 41. It says, Most High said he's going to subdue all these kings under his hand. It's in Psalm 110. So, the scripture says the Most High will break the staff of the wicked. How about whoever is lawless? That's the word wicked means, less than lawful. How about the misguiding scepter of the rulers? Must be broken, that the people, my brothers and sisters, discern a true shepherd. Because the rulers have smote the people in wrath, smiting without instruction. In other words, understand, my brothers and sisters, if you're going to discipline someone, you should at least explain to them what is wrong or what they've done out of line. Reprimand the injustice. But my brothers and sisters, a whole world not realizing has been flattered in its iniquity and not realizing, my brothers and sisters, at the cost of their very souls. Smote the people without instruction. Chasing the people in anger. How about, my brothers and sisters, just let's just say, enmity, hatred against all the peoples of the earth, and persecuting them without pity. Wow. My brothers and sisters, if your rulers are willing to sell you a lie to comfort you, caring nothing, my brothers and sisters, about your soul, and willing to exploit you because, they've taught you to prefer nothing more than their doctrines and their misideals. How wicked have they been? It says in all these then misrepresentatives, cast down, the whole earth will be at rest and quiet and break forth into singing. It says, yea, the fir trees will rejoice. How about the fall of all these various rulers that keep the world divided? cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you fell, no hewer has come to cut us down. Sheol is another word for the grave. The grave beneath is murmuring at your coming. You need to understand what this is really saying, my brothers and sisters. It's stirred up against all the mighty men, the rulers of the earth. And the time will come, my brothers and sisters, if you really understand it, think about it. They've laid game out there that you didn't realize who was really sinned. It's not the law of the Most High or those who walk or who seek to walk righteousness, the fullness of what is divine law, who are the wicked, but those, my brothers and sisters, who will corrupt and contaminate, partialize, compromise the law of the Most High. But of those who bring about offenses because people don't have a common sense of reverence with regard to a standard. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about when these rulers will cast down from their throne, and that's exactly what it's talked about when it's the hand of the one who's called the true morning star. The true righteous one. Most High said he would subdue all the kings under his feet. Psalm 110. Isaiah 40:27-41:4, Isaiah 41:21-42:4. Keep reading the 43rd chapter again. He has overthrown Babylon. How about all the rulers of the earth who, as false kings, brothers and sisters, established themselves as false gods, seeming to be wise before the people, but our brothers and sisters, in so many ways, so very treacherous. My brothers and sisters, and those who are in the grave will say to those who condemn them, are you become as weak as we? Are you become like us? Your pomp is brought down, has brought you down to the grave. The noise of your harps will die. This is what he's saying, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of Babylon. Read Isaiah. Well, how about this, my brothers and sisters? Compare these scriptures to Revelation 18. Read through it real closely. Voice of the harp and the harpers. Sound no more at all in you. The dust is spit over you and the worms cover you. But guess what? He's talking about, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of the earth and all who exalt themselves above the throne of the Most High. Because that's exactly what they've done. They said they had a right to compromise and twist the law of the Most High according to their will that they might be exalted above even, my brothers and sisters, the Savior, and the Most High himself. When they say they can change his law as they will, they've exalted themselves, my brothers and sisters, against and above the throne of Yah. Most High will cast them all down. Listen, to how you fall from heaven, okay, you who exalted yourself so high. Some texts, my brothers and sisters, say, I know what they put down in some of your texts. They put down Lucifer, son of the morning. My brothers and sisters, this is really a mockery against the adversary who I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, who weakened all the nations. Because look at the 13th verse. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. And that really means I will ascend above. That word into, look at the word next, down to the next part of the verse. Say, I will ascend into heaven. I exalt my throne above the stars of Yah. I will dwell upon the high places. Some places, some texts say the outer regions of the earth. But let me tell you something. The word for north means hid. How about the idea, my brothers and sisters, he comes in, calling himself to be exalted above all things, but as a devil in disguise. We're talking about, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of the earth that pretended to be, get my point, servants of the Son of Yah, but they were sons of hell. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you something. They put down in your Bible, in the 12th verse, the 14th chapter of Isaiah, they put down there Lucifer. They put down there some text, son of the morning. But my brothers and sisters, it's really saying, you look at Revelation, the 13th chapter, it talks about this false Messiah established by worldly rulers. It says, having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon, claiming to be godly. When they put that down in 2 Thessalonians, they said that he claimed to be God. That word down there for God is godly, theos. It means, my brothers and sisters, they shall claim to be holy. But the truth of the matter, in turning men from all righteousness far from it, this is a mockery, my brothers and sisters, whereby the adversary has called himself likened unto the Son of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, the prince of hell. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what's really going on here. Messiah would not call himself the bright morning star if it were not so. In the context of the scriptures over in Isaiah 41. How about Isaiah 44, 45, 46? They put down there Cyrus, but that word Cyrus is the Kurdi, the one likened to the rising sun. Comes suddenly to cast out all the darkness. Cast down and expose all those who hide the light from you. Something like the sun rises in the morning to cast out the darkness. He said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. It means he was exposed all the pretenders. Anyone who would, like I said in Revelation 22, would take away from the law or add anything to it, he would expose them all. I believe it's time to understand these things as they should be understood. But the adversary says, I will ascend to the heights of the clouds and I will be like the Most High. In other words, he will pretend to be light, but he is darkness. And those in the darkness won't know a difference. If they hide from you the great and exceeding righteousness of Yah, then so many ways, my brothers and sisters, which the truth is hid from you, me and my brothers and sisters regard what is still ignorance as if it were wisdom, because they knew nothing more. Those scriptures say he smote the people without instruction. In other words, he smote the people, keeping them in the darkness, and they never even realized they never saw the light, the invariant light that should have gone forth to this world, my brothers and sisters. That invariant light is the only hope of salvation. It says, from henceforth you shall be brought down, though you sought to exalt yourself, to be called yourself like the Most High, or even like unto the Messiah, trying to claim his title. And henceforth you were brought down Sheol to the bottom of the pit. And there are those who will stare at you. Look at this scripture, brothers and sisters. Saying this is this the king who made the earth tremble? Are these the kings who shook the kingdoms? I'm telling you, these have to do with the kings of the earth. And yes, the servant, my brothers and sisters, who ruled them. Who made the world of the wilderness and destroyed its cities. Who did not free his prisoners. Remember I told you they're more concerned about your remaining subjects under their pulpits and thrones than reconciliation and the healing of a people after the will of one? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, will lie down, my brothers and sisters, or let's just say fall from glory. Everyone, if you really get it, my brothers and sisters, in his own coffin. What it's really saying, my brothers and sisters, I need you to understand this, is that where some at least will have peace, in their graves, in their coffins, it's saying. It says these wicked ones will even be cast out from the grave like abominable persons. And as the raiment of those who are slain, thrust through by the sword, they go down to the stones of the pit as corpses that will be trodden underfoot. Do you think the rulers, my brothers and sisters, when they had this translated, when Mr. King James had this translated, do you think he really wanted you to know what is the fate of the rulers who have acted treacherously against the righteousness of Yah? He says, there are those in the grave who will do better than the kings of the earth. He said, you should not rejoice with them who have peace in the grave, if you will. because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. You've been the offspring of the evildoer, never to rise again. My brothers and sisters, yes, these are hard, hard scriptures. It says the rulers, my brothers and sisters, will no longer slaughter the children after the iniquity of their fathers. They will no more rise to possess the lands, nor will they fill the face of the world with war. Most I say he's going to rise up against all these kings who have divided his people contentiously one against another. He will cut off, the Most High will cut off from Babylon its name, its offspring, its family, and all its generations, says the Most High, and making a possession for owls and pools of water. I'll sweep with the broom of destruction, says the Most High. He says, surely as I have sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, and he has sworn that all influences of this earth, all false rulers who have misled his people, must be overthrown that he established peace in the earth. He says, the Most High has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. He said, I will break then the adversary who was coming to my land. And at the time of Isaiah, yes, it was Assyria who was the oppressor. So I'll break the Assyrian that would come to my land. Those are the nations who would seek to disrupt the peace. And upon my mountains, I would trod them underfoot, their yoke, their design, and desires to capture my people under injustice will depart from off them, and their burden shall depart from off my people's shoulders. This is the end that is purposed against all the rulers of the earth, and against the land, our brothers and sisters, that stretched out itself against all the peoples of all the nations. For the Most High has purposed it. Who can disannul it? His hand is stretched out against it. Who can turn it back? No one. My brothers and sisters, I will simply tell you, long story short, that the rulers of the earth have desired that you not understand that the very definition of the word sin is separation. Separation against the knowledge of Yah, separation against his discipline, separation against his covenant. Do you think the rulers wanted you to know that they are the ones responsible for the people not knowing absolutely what is, in fact, divine righteousness? And the people, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have orchestrated a trap, but so many have fallen into it. The righteousness of Yah, his word, endures forever. How have the rulers ever convinced the people that the grace of the Most High is that the kings of the earth are allowed to administer misadministrations, misjustice, injustice against the pure righteousness of Yah, as if everyone has a right to rob the Most High, speak against his covenant, against his name. Men even going as far as to say, what's the first command? He is the Most High who leads his children out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You have no other God before him, nor the king. He says he is one. And we must seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might to see all his will. And if the rulers won't tell you all that, guess what? You still have an obligation to seek the fullness. He is one. You should have no other but he. Under him is given all the authority. How are you going to do that, my brothers and sisters, to say that all the kings of the earth have a right to divide up the earth according to their own injustices, compelling people to believe somehow that whatever orientation they're under, somehow the Most High is pleased with the standards that the rulers have established? As robbers, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof? My brothers and sisters, Most High has already forsworn this world shall one day have peace. Do you think it shall have peace under a multitude of diverse rulers, all contentious of their own designs? Think again. The Spirit of the Most High, brothers and sisters, is given to harmonize the minds. He said he desired that men's faith not be after a carnal mind, after the flesh, but the power of the Spirit. How many of my brothers and sisters know and ask the Most High for His Spirit? You seek to comprehend all that is necessary, that wherever there is miscreant false doctrine, that you seek the Most High to discern where is the error to set things straight, to gain the power to set things right again. If that's not a man's goal, my brothers and sisters, I said again, if that's not a man's goal, who told him he had the right to ever preach the way of peace, or ever even for that matter knew it? I said I was going to try to keep the show a little shorter tonight, but it looks like we extended the time a little bit, but almost all the time. Got more I want to say about this. I want to clarify this some more. Y'all willing, looking forward to doing a little bit more of that in the nights to come. Conscience of man, my brothers and sisters, is going to have to become well-centered again. Then and only then, my brothers and sisters, then and only then, will the Most High be pleased with the offering this world brings forth. No more, my brothers and sisters, men perceiving things after, let's just say, some man's altered vantage point, but all descended, my brothers and sisters, from one foundation, knowing that peace, righteousness, hey, some people say you keep them in perfect peace, but you ever consider that the word for peace means complete, pure, holy? No obstacles or contentions in it. I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. With this precious opportunity to be right back with you again and speak these very precious words, please check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Check out the kind of articles you'll find there, like an article I call The Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Word of the Shepherds, Tribulation 70-365 A.D., explaining so many things, my brothers and sisters, that it was already said in advance the rulers of the world will not teach. That's the Most High, my brothers and sisters.
90 seconds.
Pure and perfect truth. Because the world is going to have to repent of this injustice. But the world cannot repent to realize, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways the people have turned away. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Find out how you can be of genuine help and
60.
Unto an instrument Most High has set aside for the express purpose of awakening His people beyond the misconceits. That's what prophets do. They speak what others would not. They expose the injustice that most may not see. Real question, my brothers and sisters, how many of us really want justice? Because the scripture says when someone does awaken without sin, it's time to cast some stones and break down that glass house. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under His might, honor, and praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. I truly thank the Lord that He